It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is out today. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll check out a sport that isn't usually associated with Wisconsin. First, Tony Robinson, a black 19-year-old, was shot and killed 4 months ago today by white Madison police officer Matt Kenny. His death sparked protests around Madison and added to an already heated national conversation about race relations and criminal justice. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan decided not to charge Kenny for the death in May, but activists have continued to call for changes to policing practices and the incarceration rate of Madison's African-American community. Today, the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition is holding a funeral procession in Robinson's memory. Here with us now is Brandy Grayson, co-founder of that coalition. Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
To start off, Brandy, what is planned for today?
We're just going to lead a funeral procession in honor of the fourth-month anniversary of the murder of Tony Robinson through the streets of Madison, and ending with us dropping off the casket and symbolizing the burial of him. And the purpose of us doing this is to continue to let people be aware of the trauma that was inflicted on our community at the loss of having one of our children murdered at the hands of a Madison police officer. And we have been continually carrying that burden of his death while the state and city officials have been able to move on and move on with their lives. And Matt Kenny has a job and people, but our people, the community, is still suffering. And also we need to make sure that people are aware of the lies and illusions presented by the city and state officials, including the DA, regarding Tony Robinson's murder. One, Matt McKinney never announced himself. Like, we know this through private investigations. Two, we know that the video that was released by Madison Police Department was edited. We know that that dash cam didn't show everything once our investigation was completed. There's a lot of details regarding the murder of Tony Robinson that was not released by the DA or the Madison Police Department, because it would then make Matt Kenny look guilty, as he is, of the murder of Tony Robinson. So it's up to us as a community to keep his fighting for justice for Tony and to continue to make people aware of the discrepancies in the murder and what we've seen and then what has been released by Madison Police Department.
And you were calling for changes to Madison's criminal justice system before all of this happened 4 months ago. What has changed? How has his death affected your organization, the work you're doing on changing the criminal justice system?
We've moved into more legal strategies, so we're partnering with organizations and other legal folks across the country because there's a need for us to address the laws that allow these kind of things to happen. And also, we did locate a state ordinance that may allow us to, get justice for Tony Robinson outside of civil lawsuits. You know, so it's about research and information, you know, connecting the dots, meeting with the right people, having the right conversations. The fight for justice for Tony is not over. We are not going anywhere. And what is done for us as a movement and as a coalition is basically made it impossible for us to walk away from the fight for justice in Dane County and in Madison. We can't. We can no longer accept it. Even if we wanted to, when we have the blood of one of our children on the hands of everyone in this community, if we don't do something about it. So we must continue to move in the right path of justice.
Talking to Brandy Grayson with the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition on the four-month anniversary of the police-involved shooting of Tony Robinson. Now, one of the things I understand the organization's looking for, Brandy, is a United Nations investigation. What are you hoping to get from the UN?
Yes, we are calling a UN investigation for the racial disparities in Dane County as well as in Wisconsin and the police brutality that African-Americans and black folks are facing in the country. And we're hoping to get other people, other organizations, other cities, other states signed on. We've been very successful in doing that. The more people we have, the more power we have. And we must understand that just because something's legal by state statute or federal statute doesn't make it humane, and it doesn't make it a non-violation of human rights. We're also calling for community control over police, meaning that we desire to for the community to make decisions about hiring and firing of police officers and policies and procedures and setting priorities for police officers and deciding for ourselves what the police model looks like in our neighborhoods, which is common to the power that white elite folks have in their neighborhoods and their communities. And we're calling for community community control across the country, not in Dane County. You know, we understand that this is for us, it's a country movement. You know, this is something that's affecting us all throughout our country. So we're doing this through all, you know, different network ties, because we understand that the more power, more people that's backing these things, the more power we have.
Are you working with groups like yours in communities like in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City, other places like that?
Absolutely. In Ferguson, in Ohio, in Detroit, in Chicago, in Milwaukee, in New York, in New Jersey. Yes, and the list keeps going on and on. And today in New York, they will be also holding a solidarity action for Tony Robinson to signify that this Tony is a 360, that Tony was murdered, just like many other black people have been murdered across our country at the hands of a police officer without due process, without justice, without consequence. So it's necessary for everyone across the country to know Tony's name as we know Eric Garner's name.
Now, you mentioned a private investigation, you say, showed discrepancies in evidence that was publicly presented. Are you sharing evidence of that publicly?
We will. You know, that's part of our strategy, right? It's necessary for us to be very careful about what we do and how we do it and how we move. So timing is everything. And when you know what I mean, when we release information, and it's all strategic, just like they were. They were very strategic in how they handled the community and how they handled us through the media and so forth and so far. But so, yeah, you know, yeah, we will.
I mean, this would be big information. Do you have an idea of when you would release that?
Yeah, it is huge. Again, that's not something that I can't really give you a time frame for that.
In a statement from Young, Gifted, and Black, you drew parallels between officer-involved shootings of black men and the mass shooting at a church in Charleston. Can you talk about
Yes.
the parallels you see there?
Absolutely. If we take notice of what happened in Charleston, what we have is a white man who entered a church and murdered 9 black people as a result of white supremacy, that he believes in white supremacy. He believes in the purity of the white blood. He is a product of America. He is an example of what happens when we continue to allow racism to infect us like a virus in our country. He is a product of that. And so is Matt Kenney. And so is anyone else that isn't consciously walking with awareness of what we're dealing with and the reality of what we're dealing with. So, yes, the killing of the 9 folks in South Carolina and Tony Robinson is parallel, is violent. It's violent. It was violent. And the difference is that, like the murders, the police murders surrounding black folks, we rarely get prosecution. We rarely get prosecution. People are allowed to murder us and walk free, and we get murdered on the streets for a pack of Skittles. We get murdered for cigars. But this dude who walked into this church was able to kill 9 people and live to tell about it. Like it's very telltale about the reality of racism here in America.
So talk a little bit, please, about the relationship between Young, Gifted, and Black and Madison's city government and police, a contentious relationship before Tony Robinson's death and after. How would you describe it today?
Well, you know, I think the difference, I think what I would describe it no different. You know, we sit on one side. We sit on the side of justice, and they sit on the side of politics and legality. We sit on the side of humanity and morality, and they sit on the side of legality and injustice. So, that still remains. Our fight for justice is not a personal one. I have nothing against any of the officers. I have nothing against the chief of police. All I know is that my people are suffering. They're suffering emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually and financially and every other way that we can think of. Physically being murdered and killed and slaughtered across our country. So this is not a personal fight for me. This is a fight for my freedom. So this isn't about people individualism. As individuals, this is about a system that they represent.
Brandy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, love, and have a great day.
That was Brandy Grayson, co-founder of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition. The organization is marking 4 months since the death of Tony Robinson today with a funeral procession in his memory.